Okay, we are waiting. Stephen James is online having audio difficulty. So we're working on that right now, and hopefully he'll be joining us in a few moments. I wanted to tell you, I ran into a sale on Park Place. And I started reading about the original or the origin of Monopoly. And as funny as you might think this sounds, I haven't thought about Monopoly forever. I played it years ago and just forgot that it's all about real estate. Hello, that's what it's all about. And apparently, the man who created Monopoly, I guess it was during the Depression, and he had nothing to do. So he created this game by hand and he started playing it with some friends. And he eventually sold it, I guess, to Parker Brothers. But he used to visit, he was from Pennsylvania, I think, but they used to go to Atlantic City all the time. So he loved all the street names in Atlantic City, and that's why all the street names in Monopoly are named after Atlantic City. So I have to play Monopoly. I think that should we should have that as part of the Association of Realtors. We should have a Monopoly tournament. See if all the high-end agents can win a Monopoly as well as they're winning in real life in Santa Barbara. So a house came up. I don't know how I ran into this street. I think it was a cross street and it was Park Place. And I thought, I never heard of Park Place in Santa Barbara. And it is a short street. Located off Old Coast Highway. And it drops down and it fingers off a street called Pitos. And it's Pitos East. It's just funny. So if you're down in that neighborhood, go check out Park Place and play some Monopoly. I'm trying to get geologist Adam Simmons on the program. Back on the program. I see Stephen James is attempting. He's waving. I see him. He's trying to get his audio going. I think Richard had suggested maybe logging out and logging back in. I don't know if that's, you got the link, the Zoom link, maybe shut it and try that. So anytime you get audio, just interrupt me. Oh, he went away. So I'm trying to get Adam Simmons on, hydrologist, geologist. He comes on at least once a year and he usually talks about water mitigation. He does a lot. He does a lot of inspections. He always has a lot of war stories. So I read about the Santa Barbara contamination, soil contamination in building their Santa Barbara police station. And the cost went up when they discovered contaminated soil. And I thought, oh, maybe it's a gas station was there, painting, dry cleaners. Did you read about this? Arsenic. They discovered arsenic. Maybe it was arsenic and old lace. Some people lived there were murdering people. They say it's naturally occurring. And I emailed it to Adam, and he questioned that. I don't know what his thoughts are and why, but they had to take out 10,000 cubic yards of soil, which is equivalent to 370 cubic. Wait, 10,000 cubic yards of soil. Well, maybe it's cubic feet, it's equivalent to 370 cubic yards. So if you spread it out over 10,000 square feet, it'd be a depth of 1 foot. A cubic yard is 3 by 3 by 3, and that would fill the bed of a full-size pickup truck. So, meaning you'd have somewhere between 3,300 and 5,000 pickup trucks worth of soil to pull out, and that's a lot of soil. So we'll see what he thinks about arsenic and why it's not naturally occurring. Why he questions that. I guess he always questioned authority, and then recently the same thing. It's not arsenic, but it's a park. Oak, not Oak Park, but a park in the neighborhood Lower East Side They need $30 million because of soil contamination. How's that for a how do you do? I don't know what's going to happen there. Continuing with my conversation with Adam Simmons, we were talking about how much rain we had here in Santa Barbara. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Talking about how much rain we're having in Santa Barbara. And I emailed him an article that Iran faces water rationing and evacuations. And of course, you know, the whole area is a desert. And I never really read about problems with or how it works with rain and reservoirs. And I know Israel does a lot with desalination. We got my regular guest comes on with the desalination buoys out here in Vandenberg Air Force Base. They're starting somewhere in Australia, but that's going to be the new thing to avoid all the pipes coming back onshore and offshore. So here's this article. It says if it doesn't rain by late November in Tehran, well, it's late November has come and gone. They'll have to ration water. Lowest level in 60 years.
Can you hear us?
There he is. Stephen James. Well, I was just talking about water rationing. You know, New York City has got the best water ever, and that's why you got the best pizza. Is that true? Well, we had your voice for a second there. Let me see. Let me see what happened. I heard you a little bit. Let me. Richard, can you hear him? Say hello. No, he can't hear you. We had you there for a second. Give it another try. So I'm reading about this water shortage in Tehran, and it made me think that they were looking for nuclear power to create electricity, you know, because you need water to generate electricity. So they're in trouble. And Stephen, I see you. You're no voice. Say hello. No voice. No voice. Well, you know, maybe this is a, God, we had you. We had the voice for a second. We heard something. Are you sitting on your mouse? There's no little adjustment. There's no mute button, something, because it's funny that we heard you for a second. Maybe we didn't pay our phone bill. So I email this whole article about Iran facing water rationing and having to evacuate Tehran. And Adam, the geologist, hydrologist, emails me and says that the article didn't mention that a large chunk of their water use was used for uranium mining and nuclear power purposes. So that's where a lot of their water went to. Doesn't help when you have a rationing situation. So that's kind of another little how do you do.
Can you hear us?
Now I can hear you.
Okay.
Is this?
I ask my great IT guy David Battici to stay here in case something goes wrong again.
Well, you know what? I'd rather interview him because he's the hero.
Yes, he is.
My guest today, Stephen James, he's the CEO, president, Berkshire Hathaway, New York Properties, and located on Madison Avenue in the heart of the city. He was with Douglas Elliman for 25 years, and he's been running the New York City office for the past 4 years. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Stephen James.
Thank you, Mark. Happy to be here. Even if I'm late.
You know what? Better late than never, as they say.
Exactly.
Stephen James, my mother was in a Broadway show in Manhattan, in the city. Of course, I'm from back east, so I say the city, as everyone does, right? And it was in 1963. It was called Cafe Crown, and Alan Alda was in it. And he played a character named Stanley Gilbert. He had two first names, and you have two first names.
I do. Yes, I answer to both.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people call you that.
Yes, they do.
So your office is on Madison Avenue. What kind of neighborhood are you in there?
Top expensive neighborhood. Probably some of the most expensive commercial real estate in the world. Right here at 57th and Madison. So what happens is like halfway down the block is Tiffany's headquarters. Across the street is Louis Vuitton, and across from that is Bergdorf Goodman, and across from that is Bulgari. So, and then you have Trump Tower across the street. So commercial rates on Fifth Avenue, which is half a block away, go for $2,000 a square foot. Over here on Madison Avenue, we go for somewhere around, give or take, $800 to $925 a square foot. So it's not cheap. We're not paying that in this building. When we opened the office in this building, it was a much smaller space, but it was on the 40th floor overlooking Central Park, which was extraordinary, but pointless when you're trying to build a real estate office. So we traded that space for the fifth floor for three times the space for less money than we're paying upstairs. So that's how New York real estate works.
Very shrewd. Very shrewd. Now, the first thing you said, something about $2,000 a square foot. And then what was that? And what's $800 a square foot?
$2,000 a square foot is right over here on Fifth Avenue from 49th to 60th Street. And right over here on Madison, where we are from, again, 40th to 72nd Street, it's $900 a square foot.
Right. And you're very close to the Plaza Hotel. You're right near Central Park.
Around the corner. That's exactly right. Two blocks away.
How do real estate, you got 100 agents working for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Mount Vernon, 22 minutes on the train from Grand Central Station. They used to go into the city a lot. How do agents get around and show property? Are they Ubering, subway, cabs? Does anyone have a car?
Some do, but very few use it because of parking. You'll get ticketed 30 times in a showing if you're not careful. And it confuses everybody. Honestly, most people arrange the showing so within walking distance from one to the other. You're not, in the old days, you would show, 15 to 20 apartments. Those days are long gone. There aren't that many listings in a category anyway. So you're mostly showing two or three apartments. They're usually in the same neighborhood, which is a short walk away, which is actually very good because then an agent gets to know the consumer, the buyer, a lot better that way. But in a pinch, you use an Uber. We used to be able to hail the yellow cabs. You can't do that anymore.
Why not?
There are none to be had for that matter. They've all turned into Ubers also. But most people use an Uber account and get where they're going if it's pretty far away.
My guest, Stephen James, or you can call him James Stevens, whatever you prefer, CEO, President, Berkshire Hathaway in New York City. I'm so disappointed to hear that the yellow cab went away. My uncle was a cab driver in the 60s. He had a medallion.
Oh, wow.
Medallion, and I guess he retired maybe in the 70s and sold it for a huge amount of money.
Yeah, those medallions are not going for very much money today, unfortunately.
Wow.
Up until about probably 5 to 8 years ago, they were going for big sums of money, but not anymore. The Uber destroyed all of that.
Right, right. So my guest is the CEO, President Berkshire Hathaway, in the heart of near the Upper East Side of New York City. You said showings. I'm remembering the days, right, when you had to show, you'd show 5-7 properties and you were in the car with your client.
Yes.
And then we morphed more on the internet and then people were meeting you there because they could see it online. And that's pretty much what it's morphed to now. It's rare to get someone in your car and show them around. When you said that an agent might show 2 or 3 apartments.
Yes.
When you say apartments, are we talking condos, co-ops? What are we talking?
Both. The city is made up of, actually, the truth of the matter is New York City is a rental city. 60% of real estate is the rental market. And the rest is made up between 35% condo and 65% co-ops. And the co-op is the largest product of real estate in New York City. It's really two different buyers. Most people who want a condo don't want to go through the co-op process. There are lots of people who will look at both, but honestly, that's where the real value is in a co-op, if you're willing to go through that process. The co-op is like a country club. So the board of directors has total control over who moves into the building and what they pay for moving into the building. They don't like the sale, they turn down the sale. And the courts have ruled in the past that that's fine because that's a fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders.
It's an interesting contradiction with fair housing and
exactly. What's going
on there. You know what? Exactly. We're getting into a subject that I really want to delve into. My guest, Stephen James, CEO, President, Berkshire Hathaway in New York City. But I want to take a commercial break and then we'll come back and then we'll have about a 15-minute segment to get into the meat of it and what's selling in New York City. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.